Enough. Hey guys, salam and good day. It's wonderful to be on here just after having spoken to a lovely lady who wants to write a book. And she was a young lady who booked a call with me to talk about the usage of the heart, which is gender inequality. So she has some very strong ideas about gender inequality, and she really wants to talk about these and share her opinion, her view on them in a book. And so we had a conversation, and in that conversation, something really interesting happened. I found out that this young lady wants to write a novel to share a message, right? So her idea is to put this message out there, but she wants to do it in a novel. So whenever I hear somebody who has a story or a message, maybe a more controversial message, and they tell me that they want to write fiction, I always will take them to task. So today, what I will be talking about is, should you be writing fiction or nonfiction? All right? We want to know, should I be writing fiction or nonfiction? And I'm gonna make it really, really easy for you, okay? Just by clarifying a few things. My name is Naima B. Robert, in case you didn't know, and I am the award-winning author of over 20 books for children, teens, and adults. Actually, my 25th book will be published this year because I have a few coming out this year. And so I have experience with writing fiction and nonfiction. And so I'm here to explain these two very different worlds so that you are able to make the right decision about the genre for your message and for your story, right? So nonfiction, obviously there's many different types of nonfiction books, okay? But nonfiction in essence is based on facts, opinions, data, all right? It's real, all right? It's the truth, okay? As far as you know it. And that's basically nonfiction. Nonfiction books range from being a memoir, which is the true stories from your life. We also have the transformational book, which is like sharing habits and principles, usually with the goal of coaching the reader. Then you have the expertise-based book, which is more about sharing your systems, your structures, your strategies with the reader. And then you have the anthology, which an anthology could be a collection of different people's systems, different people's principles, different people's stories, case studies, people's prose that they've written, poetry that they've written. All of that could be part of an anthology, okay? But anthology, the main thing is that it has several people authoring the pieces that are in the anthology. So I like to kind of break down nonfiction, especially the clients that I work with. Typically, their books will fall into one of these categories, okay? Because they have a message to share. They are wanting to put something out into the world, so it needs to come out in the most effective way. Okay, now fiction, on the other hand, is imaginary, okay? It's the product of the author's imagination. Now, this does not matter whether it's based on a true story or inspired by real events, the crux and what I really want to get across to you is that regardless of whether you are sharing your own personal story or these are real events or they are based on some aspects of real people, the hallmark of fiction is that it is a world of its own, okay? And guess who gets to create that world? You, the fiction author, the novelist. Okay, so the work of fiction is about building a world that your reader can believe in, which means that there are lots of layers to that world. There's the setting, there's the characters, there's the plot, okay, there's the pace, there's the dialogue, there's the tension, there's the plot arc, lots of different layers in order to make that story believable. So when I hear somebody with a message or with, you know, their own personal story telling me they want to write it as a novel or as fiction, I always ask why. I always ask them why. And typically, this is the answer that I get. Because I'm afraid of what people will say if they read my book and they want to take me to task on it. I don't want to hurt certain people in my life. I want to maintain my privacy. Okay, let me know if that sounds familiar. Because if you've ever thought, I really want to talk about this topic, but I think the safest way for me to do that is hide it in a novel. If you've ever thought that, then I'm so glad that you are watching this video right now, because I'm here to tell you, fiction is not the place to hide. You may think that it's the easier option, but trust me, it is not. The only person that I would encourage to take this approach, if it's their own personal story or it's a message they want to get out into the world and they choose fiction, the only person that I would encourage with this is someone who already wants to write fiction, okay? I have written many novels based on, you know, a message that I have. Boy versus Girl was that, okay? Far From Home was that. She Wore Red Trainers was that. I had a message, I had an opinion about something, I had a viewpoint I wanted to share. But because I enjoy writing novels and because I'm good at it, you know, and I read novels, I was able to write those novels, not as a vehicle for my message, you know, like a thinly veiled attempt to get my message across and hide it, you know, under some novel stuff, right? So what I'm saying is, if you think that a novel is the easy way out of telling your truth, it is not. Because writing a novel is a completely different ballgame. It's a completely different undertaking. And if you're not like really passionate about telling a story in the novel, don't do it. There are easier ways to protect your privacy. There are easier ways to avoid confrontation. There are easier ways to do that in nonfiction than deciding to say, okay, I'm gonna write it as a novel. And the reason I'm saying this is because the novel, as I said, it's a multi-layered thing. And you need to put work into every layer, even if you're basing it on your life experience, because those characters have to become independent characters of their own. That setting has to have a life of its own. So long story short, unless you've always dreamed of writing a novel, and unless you yourself are an avid reader of novels, please, please, please do not like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not even about settling for a novel, because a novel is not settling. A novel is up leveling, right? But just don't be under the false impression that writing it in the putting your story or your message in fiction is going to make it easier for you to tell your story, okay? Because it's not. There are easier ways. And if you would like to know what some of those easier ways are, then just get in touch with me, send me a message, comment below this video, okay? And let's have a chat and see how we can help you to achieve your goal. And those goals could be to share your message as well as protecting your privacy or protecting certain people around you, whatever the case may be, right? There are easier ways, okay? Don't go in there saying, I'm gonna write it as fiction because I don't wanna deal with the hassle of nonfiction. Trust me, you're gonna bite off more than you can chew. And so if you're not sure what the best way of telling your story or sharing a message is, whether it's the transformational book, whether it's the memoir, whether it's the expertise-based book, or maybe even anthology, or maybe even poetry, or a children's book, right? If you're not sure which of these would work best for you, please comment committed below this message and let's have a chat, okay? I am so blessed to get to work with authors. Mainly, I'll be honest, I concentrate on working with my nonfiction authors who are writing books and my children's book authors. But I can definitely help you to get clarity on your idea and also what your options are in terms of the kind of book you want to write, the structure of the book that you want to write. And I'd love to work with you. Lady Mike, I'm amazing. Progress, you know, they're getting the words in 5,000, 10,000, 26,000 yesterday. So it works, we work it, but you need to know what you're doing and I can help you with that. So like I said, if you'd like to have a chat about what your story is or what your message is and the best type of book to get it out into the world, comment committed below this message and let's have a chat, okay? Thank you so much for watching and I will see you next time, okay? Salam and bye.